When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good at your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
21, do your thing, 21, do your thing, do your thing, do your thing, 21, 21. Anyway. Drake, the most memeable artist of all time. He's very memeable. And I mean, he's like, yo, meme me all the way to the bank. So he's fine with it. Teamed up with the ATL by way of London, Shooter 21 Savage, put out a collab album called Her Loss. And this here episode ain't really about the memeable Drake. This is about 21. And recently, which, here's what's crazy. The statement that I'm about to use to help us understand what's going on with the Republicans is something that I thought, I'm surprised it made the waves it made, you know? And almost the waves it made is proof that 21 is probably wrong, which is what we gonna get into a little later. So 21 was on Clubhouse, which I did not know was still a thing. Apparently it is. If you don't know, Clubhouse is like an app where basically it's like a party line where you can group chat and you can listen into the group chat, but it's audio. So it's like being on a big old like talking sesh. It's like a group text, only it's audio, and you can listen in the audience of these fools like talking about stuff. It's anyway. I thought it was dead, but apparently it's not, which may say something about me. But anyway, they were talking about Nas. If you don't know, Nas is the Queens rapper legend. I can't understate the legendness about Nas, and I'm going to get into what I mean by that a little later. But Nas had just released an album called King's Disease 3. Now, Nas's first record was 94, Illmatic. So for him to still be releasing albums that we're still talking about is Jay-Z level aging, you know what I'm saying? Like fine wine. And he's not slowed down. He sounds incredible. Doesn't sound like an old dude. He linked up with this dude named Hit-Boy out here from the IE. And shout out my homeboy Jansport J, who's been like co-producing with Hit-Boy. So anyway, he's been releasing these like really incredible records, the King's Disease 1, 2, and 3. Anyway, in this Clubhouse talk, 21 was saying, man, Nas is not relevant. That he's not relevant. He just has a loyal ass fan base and keeps putting good ass music out. So Nas is not relevant. He's just got a really loyal fan base and is making really good music. So in 21's mind, that's not a diss. In his mind, it's a statement of fact. He's giving the OG his flowers. Nah, it's amazing music. He has an incredible fan base. I wish we all could have an incredible fan base. It ain't relevant, though. Yeah, old man. Is his argument. And that, like, I would think something like that, because I thought Nas, you're right, I thought Nas was just for the old heads. I was offended. But I understood what the young dude meant. And then that was, that statement made headlines. 21 Savage says Nas is not relevant. But it led me to the question, is like, well, what the hell does relevant mean? Because out your mouth, you just said he got a loyal fan base and is making incredible music. And the statement was covered in all of the hip hop culture outlets. Wouldn't that mean he's relevant? What the hell do you mean by relevant? Is he popular? What are you trying to say by that? And I guess after the midterms, we could ask the same question about Donald Trump. Hood politics, y'all! What's up, y'all? Welcome to this next episode of Hood Politics. We post midterms. That red wave was more like a red ripple, you know what I'm saying? And I think what's super interesting about this recent midterms is that ain't nobody happy. Nobody, everybody feel like they got second place, you know, which is an interesting hot take on where our politics are now, and that maybe both of these parties need to start listening to the people for which they supposed to be representing, because neither one of y'all made neither one of y'all constituents very happy. Everybody feel like they got a consolation prize, but that's not what this episode is about, which is a topic that should be an episode by itself. I want to talk about Donald Trump's report card. Now, supposedly tonight, now this is November 15th today, right now. Wait, let me make sure it's the 15th. This is in real time. Don't edit this out, Matt, because it's even funnier. Yeah, it is the 15th. So this is the 15th. Trump posted to make some sort of announcement about his presidency, but this is before that, so I don't know that. But since Trump got a big mouth, he always be writing checks with his mouth that his booty can't cash, which is a very black statement. He be making these midterms report cards on him. He make whatever, sometimes when you make everything about you, it's going to bite you in the ass later. So he made this a report card about him. So the question is like, all right, does your cosign work? You know, does your cosign plus people talking about your talking points do it work? And the question remains, okay, well, three of your candidates that were like election denying candidates, Katie Hobbs is the Democrat in Arizona, won the governor race against Kari Lake, who was straight up election denier. Like, y'all niggas is cheating, lady. She lost in Arizona. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like Liz Cheney out here flexing. You feel me? Blake Masters, Mark Fitchum, there are all these three candidates who was like all up on that election denial. Them niggas lost their race. And then there's a fourth, Abraham Hamaday. I think that's how you say his name. He like, it's too close to call, but he losing. I don't know by the time this came out. So that's like, yo, that's 0 for 4, fam. So as you may be seeing in the sort of the papers, like, you know, we might have a Trump problem. Like, nigga, okay. Y'all really. Word. Anyway. But it forces to ask the question about what is relevancy. Now, let's get back to 21 and Nas, because that's more fun.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. TIKA.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
So 21, you know, these, I don't know how plugged in y'all are. 21 Savage is, I mean, he's a very popular rapper. And Drake is one of the three biggest, you know, the trinity of hip hop, you know, that's on the top. Drake, Kendrick, Cole, like, you know, these are the, it's your trinity, you know. Anyway, for the statement 21 is making to be so egregious to a lot of us is you have to understand who Nas is. Okay. And if you don't know, let me give you a brief history. So Nas used to go by Nasty Nas, right? And when he was 19 years old, he put out this record called Illmatic. And Illmatic, top to bottom, Nas was a prodigy. Like, he just, out of Queens, he's repping Queensbridge. He put Mobb Deep on. Nas was this raspy kind of baritone. His pocket was so different than everybody else's. He became the voice of New York, of like street rap knowledge, street knowledge, right? And Illmatic, inarguably, it's pretty, there's a few things that, you know, no one denies in hip hop if you've been around long enough. Of course, generational changes may happen, but the truth is Illmatic is in the top five greatest albums in like full length records. It's in the top five of all of hip hop history. Like, people throw around GOAT, greatest of all time. I think people use it too frivolously. I do not like how many times people say GOATed and stuff like that. I'm like, you hear what you're saying? You saying greatest of all time. Like, y'all throw the word around too much. So when I say it, I mean it. Illmatic, and this is, listen, you listening, I'm a LA boy, so for me to admit that this Queens rapper is, Illmatic's one of the greatest records. Okay, so you want to know the rest of the pantheon here. Lauryn Hill's Miseducation, the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, it's undeniable. I don't know what to tell you. It's undeniable. People argues Tribe Called Quest, whether it's Low End Theory or Midnight Marauders, that's in the, these are, it's undeniable. Right? These records are perfect. Illmatic's one of them. It's just, it's perfect. And then people would say the Carter, like one of the Carter, like the Carter Four, you know, Lil Wayne. It's a perfect record. Illmatic is in there. Now, Nas has been dropping records throughout this whole time. Now, while all this is happening, Jay-Z is becoming a star, right? But Jay-Z's early years, he wasn't this like larger than life mogul that he grew into that. Jay-Z was a Brooklyn rapper who just wanted to get put on Jazzmatazz. He wasn't the one that y'all know of now, the, you know, the picture of cool, the boss, the billionaire. He wasn't that then. Nas was the king. Nas is the king of the show. Like, Nas was the king of the show. We all followed Nas. And then he had a series of dud records. First, well, then the next one was It Was Written, that had this, the If I Rule the World, the song with Lauryn Hill and him, If I Rule the World, classic, right? Then he did the thing you know, on one of the records, Nostradamus with Puffy. You can hate me now, but you can't stop now. But there was a series of duds that Nas put out. Then, you know when people say, yo, you got ethered. You heard that phrase, like ether. It's this idea of like, if somebody just kind of like, you know, killed it, like ether, you know, that it became a phrase. Ether is actually a Nas song. Because Jay-Z dissed him. And ultimately, the argument was like, well, Jay-Z kind of won the war because he became, you know, the Hove that we know. But he took a shot at Nas, right? Because, and one of the killer lines was like, Nas's track record is like, you got 10 albums and only two good ones. So that's 8 out of 10 of your albums are trash. Like that was kind of the argument that they made about Nas. But Nas came back from this other with another album called Stillmatic, with a song called Got Yourself a Gun, which we talked about in one of our episodes. But on that was a song called Ether. Godson across the belly, you prove you lost already. And that song probably still, as far as like diss tracks on a record, it's again inarguable. It was one of the greatest comebacks, the greatest haymaker in hip hop. Like, no, this, it became a verb because the name of the song was Ether. So when you ethered something, when you ether that person, you're doing what Nas did to Jay-Z. That's what, you understand? So he's royalty, right? Then he took this hiatus, you know, then they did the like 25 year anniversary of Illmatic, and he meets up with this kid named Hit Boy. Now Hit Boy is, you know, he's in his 20s. He landed a few tracks with like Nip and was like, but he comes out of the Inland Empire. Local dude, freakishly talented. He locks in with Nas, and then he starts making these albums. And usually when a person hits this stage in their career and you start trying to rap on some of like the young dude's production, you sound like an old head trying to sound young. It rarely works. However, it's like he's aging in reverse. He's not missing a step. He sounds dope on these like young boy kind of drums. It sounds like him, you know, Hit Boy understands to not put him on something that 21 would rap on, to not sound like Drake, put him on something that he would sound good on, but sounds current. That's, yeah, I remember hip hop is so young in the grand scheme of things. This is unheard of. Nas is, I don't know, comeback? Can you call it that? Because he had been consistently putting out albums. Now, granted, as you, one could argue, right, that those albums he had been putting out pre-Hit Boy were albums for the heads. They was albums for the hip hop heads that just love him, that understand Illmatic, that understand Stillmatic, Nostradamus, which was, you know, but it was written, you know what I'm saying? Hip Hop Is Dead was one of his records. He'd been consistently putting out albums that, yeah, they weren't getting the critics' accolade that these albums are. But this renaissance of his he's actually set now a pathway forward for elder statesmen in hip hop. He has proven longevity. He has proven that your skills, because to have a career, to put out an album in 94 and to put out an album in 2022, that isn't just reminiscent of how you sounded. It's people aren't doing that. The Roots have been consistently putting out albums. It's kind of not the same though. What Nas has done is remarkable. Now, 21 Savage, he 30 years old. That means he was born in 1992. So he was 2 years old when Illmatic came out. Now, unless he's a crate digger, which is a phrase a lot of y'all don't understand. Damn, I'm getting old. Anyway, we'll go back to that later. Now, he's 30, which means he's not a young boy as far as like hip hop is concerned, but he's from the new guard. I mean, he's born in 1992. So yeah, he was 2 years old when Illmatic came out. You know, 12 years old and Stillmatic. So like, he don't know the story around Blueprint versus Stillmatic. He don't know them stories unless he did his homework, right? What he knows is what makes a person like relevant, if you will, is trendsetting, fashion, is, you know, social media, is, you know what I'm saying? Do you walk into the city and everybody, you know, everybody stop and pause? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got the paparazzis around you. You know, he know rock star, because that's the young folks. That's the new generation of hip hop. Like, you supposed to be a rock star. So when he mean relevant, he mean that. Nas is different. Nas come from a different generation. If a good comparison in politics would be like, and I'm not calling this nigga Mitch McConnell, but it would be like a Mitch McConnell. Or you know what? Better yet, think about it like this. The mobsters from Sicily, or like a John Gotti. Because John Gotti and them, they was gaudy. You know, they was loud. They had the fancy suits and, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? You was out on the town with the big, you know, expensive Lexuses. But them OGs... Them OGs from Sicily, they move quiet. They move low. They understated. But they got shooters everywhere. There's a story that Snoop tells about Nas when they was in Vegas. It's such a dope story. It was during like the Tupac years, right? So they said they was all at this party, right? And he saw Nas. And Tupac saw Nas, right? And Snoop's watching the whole thing, and Nas walks up to Pac, right? And Pac being Pac, right? And Snoop says, now listen, I'm a gangbanger, so I see what's happening. Like, he's like, Nas is with nobody, but he's not with nobody. You follow me? So Nas is alone, but he ain't alone. Meaning, he got people all around. So Snoop peeping game, because he's like, I'm a gangbanger. I know how this works. So when he run up to Pac, Nas gives him love, like, what's up, man? You know, it's all love, it's all this and all that, right? And you know, respect you, man. I love what you're doing. And Pac pop off like, nah, man, you from the East. I diss you, I diss them, I diss Biggie. Fuck your coast, fuck everybody. So he pops off. Right, but Pac rolling deep at the time, but Pac don't know, according to Snoop, Nas is rolling deep. So he say, Snoop tell the story, like, Nas say, okay, all right, cool then, whatever, it's love. So Nas walks away, and Pac feel like, yeah, I punked that nigga. But Snoop was like, no, Nas let us slide. And so you hear what I'm trying to tell you. The OGs move different. He said, no, Nas, let us go. That's the elder statesman Nas is. So you ask me, who's more of a gangster? Who won that moment? So if you Mitch McConnell or you Donald Trump, who more of a gangster? Who running things? You know, we was talking all this time about like Joe Biden or Joe Manchin. Who really running things here? Some people move different. But you asking me who's relevant? Now, when you drop the name Nas, is my 17-year-old going to know? I don't know. I dropped the name 21 Savage. My 17, yeah, she probably going to know that. So in his mind, that's what relevant means. I'm asking you, what does relevant mean? And I think this is the question that the GOP is asking. What does relevant mean? Now, am I saying Nas is Trump? Hell no. But what I'm saying is, Well, let's look at the scoreboard. Because what's interesting is the statement out of 21's mouth, which is he's got a loyal fan base. Check. And Nas is making incredible music that is undeniable. I got this theory that if you in this time of being canceled, you can't be messy and mediocre. You like, if you messy, you gotta be undeniably incredible, right? So Dave Chappelle's undeniable. The man was on Saturday Night Live this past weekend and was dropping gems. Like, I don't know what to tell you. He got all them trans, like, he be saying some messy shit, but let me tell you something. The man is undeniable. I don't throw around the word GOAT. He on the list, though. Why Chris Brown lasts so long? Because he's just so good. Yee. That's just, when you press play, I don't know what to say. That's why we put up with the shit, because he's not me, because it's incredible. R. Kelly, same thing. Why we put up with it? He's just really good. Now, people crack jokes about the baby right now. Now, I'm not here to drag the baby, but I tell you what, or even the $22 for his tickets on Eventbrite, the buy one, get one free, everybody got jokes about him falling off, you know. I mean, it's a great deal. Like, if you a baby fan, this is a great deal. Like, niggas don't be here. Don't be falling off. And maybe you do. Maybe you can't sell tickets no more. Let me tell you why. Because you can't be messy and mediocre. Your music has to be. Now, am I calling the baby mediocre? I'm saying he a little underdeveloped as far as I'm concerned. I feel like the man to put out the same song 3 times. Now, that's me. But he probably got a loyal fan base. Because somebody buying them tickets. You feel me? Somebody buying them tickets. So my question is like, yo, if you got a loyal fan base, you could still get 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 people in a room. And they still vibing with your stuff. You still dropping bars. Whatever relevant means don't matter, do it. Nas is doing fine.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. TIKA.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
So let's do the report card about Trump, because Trump want to be both. Four of your candidates who was on the election denial shit lost. Maybe you not dropping bars no more, but that don't mean you're not relevant. That don't mean you got a loyal fan base. Let's look at the rest. So according to Reuters and U.S. News and World Report, right, you had 12 Trump-backed candidates, 12 prominent endorsements, right, where he was loud and proud about endorsing these people, which started with primary challenges to incumbent Republicans. Okay, four won their election in Tuesday, right, out of 12, and then two lost, right? Three remained uncalled, and three lost their primaries, okay? So winners, J.D. Vance, he won the U.S. Senate in Ohio, okay? Ted Budd won Senate seat in North Carolina, okay? Russell Fry won South Carolina. And so that's who you, so those are the ones we know. Now, who lost? Mehmet Oz, of course, right? I mean, what was you going to do with that? I don't even know why you backed that man in the first place. John Gibbs lost his bid for Michigan's district, which is crazy. To be determined is Herschel motherfucker. I cannot, still can't get over the fact that that mug is in a runoff. Like, how is we there? Joe Kent. He's seeking Washington's third congressional district, right? Losers in primaries is Lauren Culp. David Perdue went up against Georgia's incumbent Republican Brian Kemp, right? He lost to Kemp. Now, what's interesting about that is Kemp is a Republican. He just stayed clear of Trump, right? Katie Arrington, right? She challenged the Republican Representative Nancy Mace and lost, right? Is that man still relevant? I mean, we all thought that, like, the Trump cosign was the cheat code. That's what we thought. And then lastly, I mean, the question of relevancy really kind of, in my mind, plays out with Ron DeSantis, which, again, you're not fooling nobody. That's DeSantis. Maybe it's not. It showed who sound like it to me. You know what I'm saying? Sound like you trying to whitewash that shit. Maybe not you, but somebody in your family trying to erase your Santos. Anyway, that still cracks me up. I don't care what y'all say. Beto O'Rourke cracks me up. I don't care what y'all, were you trying to Latin it up? Yeah, I don't know. We've talked about this before. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. He's doing a Trump impression. He's just doing it without the assholeness. Let me make a comparison. If you guys know the Rivian, the trucks, the electric trucks, they're dope. On the inside, oh my gosh, it's a luxury ride. It's like a Tesla on the inside. And it's like, so it's all the luxuries of Tesla without the Elon. You know what I'm saying? Rivian the future. You feel me? All the Tesla without the Elon. That's Rivian. DeSantis is all the Trump without the Trump. You understand what I'm trying to say right now? And you could tell Trump's sweating about him because he got a nickname. You understand what I'm saying? He tried to take this man out. You feel me? And what DeSantis did was an impression of Trump without tapping Trump. Like, listen. Remember the How 50 Did Ja episode? I like I told y'all, man. I thought Marjorie Taylor Greene was gonna play make a play, but the episode was about DeSantis. You feel me? Like that. How 50 did Ja? You understand? I'm wondering if it's happening. Maybe my prediction coming right. You feel me? Now, what this means about the Republican Party's future is, I mean, obviously there's a coming civil war happening. Like, it's finna happen between them two. Like, I mean, if I'm reading the teaser, my antennas is like, yo, this is, it's coming. You feel me? And this about the direction of the GOP, because whatever they doing right now, it's, I don't know, it ain't working. You know what I'm saying? No one was able to spike the ball. Democrat or Republican. Only people was able to spike the ball was the independents. Because they was like, I don't mess with none of y'all. So I'm looking for the least as many as you as possible. Like, they's the only ones that actually kind of won in this situation. But The question is not so much, are y'all gonna move away from the fasciness, from the racist dog whistles? Because ain't nobody talking about maybe your talking points is trash. You know what I'm saying? What they talking about is like how we present ourselves. Is this a return to the old guard, like Rhino Republican? You know, which is Republican only in name. That's what Rhino means. It's lame. But basically this idea of just civility and, you know, small, like some, you know, the Republican nice. You feel me? Where it's just like, you're just nice. You're approachable racist. You right? Or is it more like, no, it's the same bend towards authoritarian fascism, just not as obnoxious about it. I don't know. I think that's coming next. So you tell me, is Trump relevant? What does relevant even mean? Do it even matter, though? Because when you got a fan base, what difference does it make? Politics.
Yeah, this here thing was recorded by me, Propaganda, in East Los Boyle Heights, Los Angeles, California. This mug was mixed, edited, mastered, and scored by Matt Osowski. I can totally say his name, guys. It was a shtick. He's going by Matt now again because he got into some legal situations with the name Headlights. Y'all know Common used to be called Common Sense. Y'all know Tip. T.I. was Tip. Sometimes it happens. Executive produced by the one and only Sophie Lichterman for Cool Zone Media, and the theme music by the one and only Gold Tips, DJ Sean P. So y'all just remember, listen, every time you check in, if you understand city living, you understand politics. We'll see y'all next week.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.